It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 791.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Hump Day.
Yeah.
Once you finish this show, make sure you go check out Hump Day Replay.
Mm-hmm.
Epps just dropped.
Yeah, with Paris Humphrey.
Paris Humphrey, open strong with earwax chat.
Oh, really? You've already listened?
Well, I only just because it's just come out and mm-hmm. I was in the car. Let's paint the picture. This morning, very icy morning in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
You walked in to the office. Nice walk.
Yeah, it was nice. So, it's 8:23 a.m. One of the things about doing the show, changing a few things up, is trying to do it earlier in the day.
How do you feel about... what's your state like in the morning? Because, you know, some people are like, mm-hmm. I'm useless morning. Or they just spring out of bed mm-hmm. like a jack-in-the-box.
I'm probably in between. So, I was very annoyed by my dirty glasses.
Yeah, dirty glasses.
And so, when I came into the office, we had to find something that could clean the glasses. If you are a glasses wearer, you know the situation.
Yeah.
You want something that's going to clean it. You have a Gronk mate who says, mate, just use the fucking back of your T-shirt.
Yeah. Like, or toilet paper. Just grab that. Or this. I offered you four things and you're like, nah. And I'm like, fuck, it must be specific.
Yeah.
You may as well not ask anyone that's not doesn't wear glasses.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Send us an email, hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Also, shout out to Charlotte in France, who sent us a lovely email. Thank you, Charlotte.
So nice. From Nice.
Yes. If you wear glasses, how do you clean them? The rules that I have is don't use tissue, like an aloe vera sort of tissue, because they've all got a film on them.
What is it? Like an oily?
Yeah. And so, you could build that up. So, what I did, the compromise was that I got the glasses very hot with some water, and then I used some toilet paper.
Is that like damage control?
I don't know. I don't know what it does, but it feels like maybe it builds up some sort of steam.
Did it shit you?
No, it's working really well now. Yeah.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah. And so, in the morning, I'm okay. I'm excited that this is the start of our day.
So, when we first started this podcast, we got how many episodes in? 80, 90? And then you went overseas mm-hmm. and then we were doing rotation of, because we kept it going.
It's been 110 episodes.
Okay, 110 in. And mm-hmm. I remember being up at 5 a.m. recording in my car, freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Had to turn the heater on, but then the heater caused issues with the sound. And so, it was freezing because you're in the European summer.
Yeah, I had different issues.
Yeah.
Internet on Greek islands and things.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, it's a different.
And so, how are you feeling?
I mean, you don't realize the privilege you have until it's taken away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those privileges for me is a drive-in garage. So, you just hit the button, goes up. You drive in, goes down. There's a door that takes you into your house. So, you're never having to, face the elements of mm-hmm. getting out of your car, walking to your house.
But what's changed? Because COVID's not affecting that, is it?
No, my fucking garage door is broken. Went out the other day, pressed it, went down, drove off, and then we got back, and I'm pressing the button, and it's just like, you see it just like this pathetic attempt. And it's mm-hmm. you can see the bottom of the door move up slightly, nothing. And I'm like, fuck this, I'm going to get out. I'm going to go in and have a look. And then I saw my sister-in-law, and she said, I heard a big bang when you guys left before. Mm. And I walked in, I'm looking, and I tried to do the old pull the cord, which gives you manual access mm-hmm. to the door.
Still, those fucking cords, the amount of times, like down at our office, you hit your face.
You bang your head on it. Mm-hmm. It's fucking, it's always just
hanging
around. So,
this is the actual use for it. You were using it. So, what does the manual thing do? Does that
pull it down? It releases the automatic setting. It's just like takes it out mm-hmm. off the gear, and then you can use that sort of red. It almost looks like, you know, like an old school corkscrew where you'd put the thing in your mm-hmm. hand and the cork would the screw would come through your fingers, and then you'd screw. Anyway, you use it and you yank it and you pull back and the door slides open. So, you've got to use manual force to pull the door back open. Wouldn't open. I'm like, this is
even fucked. The manual setting wouldn't do it.
And then I looked up and there's two coils that are attached to this bar that they basically, if one of them snapped like it did,
mm-hmm.
it's not getting traction to be able to pull and rotate the bar to be able to let it slide up. Anyway, this thing had completely snapped.
Well, I know that the garage was a big deal when you moved in, because the whole thing was you liked that you could go into the garage, yeah. close the garage, and then Bodhi could get out safely.
Yeah. Oh, it's so safe for a kid. It's and we like we came from a two bedrooms, tiny 2-bedroom apartment
in St Kilda, sort of, you know, inner city,
where you had to we had an like under the apartment. It was open though, so we had coins stolen from the car. There was a junkie that was injecting lying back onto our car at one point. Anyway, all that shit. It was hard for a kid. I dropped Bodhi once. That's annoying. It's just neglect by me. I was tired. No, but, and so this is,
how does a garage help with that?
Well, it's just ease. You know, so, okay, here's the difference. Right now, we're having to park on an incline that leads up into our garage that's slippery, that's annoying. And
is this the spot? So, at Bodhi's birthday party, it was quite hectic. Third birthday? Is that his second or third?
It was his third birthday and it's his last party.
Yeah. And so, it was slippery. It was right. You organized a jumping castle. It was in the back. The jumping castle just... When you think about a jumping castle, you imagine this like, you know, sprawling sort of backyard. Like, it felt like the house was built around this jumping castle. That's how tight
deck.
It was.
It was on the deck.
And... But when people were leaving, the slippery surface, the little hill that people go down to leave your joint, everyone was falling over.
Yeah, we had multiple people.
One smashed their head.
One guy had his daughter in his arms. Mm-hmm. Such a lovely dude. Big, tall man, like 6'6". Just this big beast and just slips back. We had to end up putting fucking towels down and be like, guys, please.
Yeah.
Turns out the last owner of our property, their friend has tried to sue Bodhi Corporate because they slipped over. And so, obviously...
Which seems pretty rare in Australia, don't you think, to like just sort of...
Sue job?
Yeah.
It didn't go through. I don't think they even got close. But it obviously just points out that it is an issue. And the annoyance having a child and parking because we don't want to park. The street's kind of set back a little bit from our joint. But, I mean, this is just what everyone faces. And the point pointing out the privilege, it's very fucking privileged to have a driving garage where your car doesn't frost
over. Would you say, is it bougie?
Not at all. It's a piece of shit. But at least we have like a we have a vacuum cleaner. Remember the old school? So, it's probably a 20-year-old townhouse.
Yeah. The built-in vacuum. What's that called? Yeah. Ducted vacuum?
Ducted vacuum. They're all throughout the house. There's something about... So, there's one of those systems in the garage, which means that you can just plug it in and vacuum the car. So,
is that are they installing that in modern houses?
I haven't seen...
Because I feel like they weren't good. Yeah. The two things that I feel like at my parents' place, like their old place where I used to live, I feel like there was the... they had that, but they also had the aircon that where you had to leave the windows
evaporative cooling,
which we've spoken about a lot on the show.
God, it's one of those things. If you have no other option but evaporative, then yeah, sure. But so you need a. It's weird. This it's like when I had my BMW. Privilege. Actually, just
you had a red leather seat BMW that you bought on with a loan.
Oh yeah, it was through,
when you were a stripper.
It
had a DVD player.
Had a TV. So when I was stopped at lights, I could watch The Simpsons on the way home.
Wait, so it was you were actually getting free to air TV?
Yeah, it was a signal. I wonder if that signal would still
work.
You had
to have an antenna on the. I guess it's a small one.
It was 328 CI BMW.
Okay.
I mean, it was quite futuristic at the time.
Yeah.
Now it's... I sold it and I saw it later on, a year or two later. But no, this dude was from the suburbs. Anyway, in that, I pressed this button like after probably having the car for over 6 months and I just... And I look back and these blinds have come up out of the fucking...
Bullshit. Blinds.
It was a blind that went across the back window. It was bizarre. And I was like, how the fuck did that happen? And I pressed the button again. And so, I was discovering something that I had no idea about even when buying the car.
It's so funny that you mentioned this. This has just reminded me of a guy that... So, when I was working at Fifi and Jules, a radio show in Australia in 2013, we did something called Suzuki Car Swap.
Oh, that's right.
And so, the idea was that you would submit your car... you'd fill out the form, you'd say where you worked, where you lived, and we would surprise one person where we would tow their car, take away their car, hide it, and replace it with a brand new Suzuki Swift.
Was there a condition that the car had to be sort of shitty?
Yeah, it was the idea was it was a shit car. You'd be pissed off if you had a BMW. Yeah. Where the fuck's my Beamer? And what's this shit Swift doing? No, so I remember in Queensland, we flew to Queensland to do it for someone who worked at a flight centre.
Yeah.
And because it's all very, you know, you need to be secretive and all that sort of thing, I only just remember there was this guy who was our driver, who had, we were in a, like a $400,000 car. It was like a security car and it had the blinds and it was like fucking, he would say it was like the windows were all bulletproof. Yeah, yeah. And we were,
Fifi just demanded that.
Yeah, exactly. No, but it was this funny thing where it's just like, looking back, we really overbaked that whole thing. Oh, yeah. It didn't require that, but he loved it.
And was telling you about all the functions. Mate, as soon as I found out about that blind, I would show everyone who got in. But having the ducted vacuum, we got Bodhi the new bed on the weekend, and I took up stairs. It's a bit annoying. You get to lug around this big fucking pipe, and the good thing is that it doesn't have a big thing on the end. You just plug it into the wall. But I got upstairs, and I was thinking, okay, I'll plug this into the wall, go downstairs, I'll flick the switch on in the garage.
Is that what you had to do? I feel like it was automatic where you would
put it in. I had no idea it was automatic. I put it in, and all of a sudden, and I'm yelling, "Who's turned it on?" Like, it gave me a fucking fright. "Who's, Amy, have you turned it on?" No. Anyway,
is it because when you open the latch, maybe it just starts?
Open the latch, doesn't start. Open the latch, attach it. There's a metal, this is what I think it is, a metal ring around where it inserts. And I think it's creating some kind of circuit. So, it activates the thing downstairs.
Seems like a lot of work.
Well, the only reason I say this is because if you open it, it doesn't start going.
Yeah, it's true.
You open it, nothing. Insert. Plastic bit with metal ring, done.
And so, was it effective?
It's actually so good. I was all about Cyclonics. You know how I said Cyclonics are the future. This thing is a weapon.
Better than a Dyson.
Well, so Dyson very easy going. You know, it's like the laid back guy that does a good job. Whereas the ducted vacuum. Bit picky, bit complicated, but does really great.
Did you get
work.
Tangled?
There was a couple of times I'm yanking it because it's so long.
I feel like I remember being like, "Fuck, why am I not getting any suction?" You realize that fucking 10 meters down there's a kink.
It's like a garden hose because you've got so much length. Mm-hmm. It just is going to get tangled at some point.
No, I get it.
Anyway, so there's the privilege that I've realized is being able to just take your smoothies, your food, load up a car with a kid, take your bags when you're only having to step from your lounge room into your garage is I'd pay $100 extra a week rent just to fucking have that.
Really?
It is so
it's a nice,
for
nice feature.
Having when you have a family, even not just it's fucking just convenient.
Do you think that having a garage though, you're more likely to store shit?
We're actually other than you store rubbish. So, like, Bodhi's old cot. I dismantled it and have rested it up against the wall. All the cardboard from Bodhi's new bed is stored in there. It's just, so there is a trap, but we came from what was once a one-bedroom apartment converted into a two-bedroom to a three-bedroom, two-level townhouse. So, we actually don't have a great deal of shit.
No, that's good.
It's very lucky.
I was watching the news about everything that's happening in Victoria. They haven't ruled out stage four.
It's on the table.
Yeah.
Couldn't be more clear. Yeah. It is on the table.
But the confusing bit I find is I want to know what the rest of the world is doing. I feel like at the start of the pandemic, I could look at sort of the national level and you'd see, this is what Trump is saying the US is doing and all that sort of thing. Governor Cuomo in New York. But I don't get a sense, Like, do you know, like, is Los Angeles, like, what's happening in Los Angeles?
They're going back. So, this morning, it's all about LA going back into lockdown.
Yeah. So, I saw California is doing, they're picking all of these different, like...
Orange County.
Yeah, exactly. All these different sort of municipalities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That they're then saying, okay, you can't do this, that. It's fucking, it's confusing as it is here. Yeah. But I would like to... You said it.
That we don't really hear much from premiers. Like, they're not in the in the limelight usually. Yeah. They're there. They're doing their job. But you've never... Like, it's the coronavirus has made it so clear that this it's a state... We live in a country, Australia, state by state, are so different. They're, like, running their own show. And the US is the same. Florida are just a different kettle of fish compared to... California versus Texas. North Carolina, that's where your brother is?
Yeah, yeah.
Massive spike.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're in trouble.
I'll FaceTime him after
you
this.
You should. But so what are you thinking? It's
well,
just like
I just would like to be across all of these things because I think that in the early days of it all, I was reading all of the stuff that was happening in the US and in Europe and then formulating, oh, this is what I reckon will end up happening here. I don't necessarily, like, I think it's still happening. Like, think about the US, like, their change on masks.
Yeah.
And that now, in Victoria, that's, like, a thing that's starting to happen more.
Yeah.
I actually asked, Steph Claire Smith has a this very nice black mask. Have you seen that?
No.
So, she's got, like, a very...
I'll buy one.
Well, this is the thing. I said... because Bree's dad is a safety guy. He works in the safety industry. And so, he got us some masks because that's the sort of stuff that he sells. And I said
to him... I was surprised they're single use.
Which really?
A lot of masks are single use. Yeah, There's people out there that have been rocking masks for 6 weeks and they're...
Single use as in you wear it.
You're only meant like for... I think they sell
you get
them
a day
the
out
most
of them?
Effective
yeah, sure.
use case is a session.
Are these like the 95 there?
But these are the good ones.
Yeah, yeah. But this is the thing I said to Bray. I'm like, yeah, whenever you get any sort of favor from a family member, it's always never completely right. Like, so for instance, I was like, you know what? I reckon, I bet you they're pretty dorky. Like, you know, when you're like, someone's doing you a favor, like then they're not going to be the real cool looking ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was asking George, actually I didn't even ask George. I was like, man, I like the idea of having a really cool sort of modern black one.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, like, Steph Claire Smith. He said, oh, that's Adidas. George knew. He said, and they're out of black. They only have navy. Jeez,
probably sold out after her.
GB's all across it. But no, I haven't started using the masks yet because I haven't really been close proximity. It's not like I'm not on public transport and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I feel like I am a claustrophobic guy.
Yeah.
And so I definitely, when I was at the fire brigade in the media department, wasn't a fiery, I did wear a bunch of those masks over the course of my short 1 year career.
Because of smoke, like you're in a setting.
Yeah, yeah.
Where, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. The difference is when it's not for smoke and it's not for dust or something like that. I've worn one. I made one out of a t-shirt, double layer. It feels like you're say you put it on before you leave the house or whatever. It feels like you're strapping into a new reality, right? Where you're like, so your eyes are just like, you're just seeing stuff and you feel very, it makes you feel very inward. Like, which is the opposite.
I feel like a bit of a bad art. Like, I feel like I could be more likely to be in a fight.
Dude.
Do you reckon?
Well,
maybe a bit disconnected.
I think this is the thing, you don't know who could. People could be naughty. Like, I saw a bunch of homeless dudes last night. Like, very surprised. This is pushing out of city suburbs into sort of like Q where I wouldn't normally think there's homeless people. And it was really sad. Amy bought them some up and goes and stuff, but they had masks on. And obviously, they're just trying to stay healthy, you know, in hard times. But I was like, you don't know. The thing about masks are they take away people's identity.
Yeah.
So there's a sense where in the past, if you saw someone wearing a mask, as in like a bandana, you'd think, fuck, you know, this could be someone going to, like, you know, the picture of someone doing something naughty is a bandana mm-hmm. going into a shop.
Yeah, yeah,
whereas sure. now that's normal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's still sort of a mind fuck because you're like, everyone, you when you remove people's identity, like the facial, being able to see someone's whole face,
mm-hmm.
it's there's something comforting about seeing someone's whole face because you're like, I got it.
Yeah.
I can see that person.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now when you remove things, you're like, if like think about how scary
it's
a,
like wearing a hoodie.
Full bandana, yeah. like- only balaclava. Eye, yeah, balaclava. Only eye holes, only mouth hole. That immediately makes you sort of a bit you. Like...
But who's doing that?
No, but the point but
who
I'm
is
saying,
doing that? Have you ever seen someone walking out on a cold day with a full balaclava? Have you?
No. That's a robber.
But seriously.
I know. It's a funny thing, isn't it?
Isn't it funny? Sovereign Hill, which is a gold rush... Sort of, so it's in Ballarat. How do you describe it? It's
Ballarat
like a theme park.
Is a gold rush town, and mm-hmm. it was one of the booming gold rush towns in Victoria. And they've preserved this area that has a mine, and it's like a step back in time experience. And,
yeah, they've got all you know buildings from the 1800s. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they've got the best thing about it is the lolly shop. They have raspberry drops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boiled lollies.
Yeah, Dad would always get me to get one of those tins with the lemon ones or whatever in it. Is it lemon?
Fuck.
Yellow?
They would have done a lot of units.
Yeah, 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 definitely. Father's Day, it was a big thing. You would get them.
Yeah.
Their gift shop was outrageous. They had a balaclavas for sale, balaclavas and handcuffs. Because that's where I got the handcuffs, where I handcuffed my ankle. Oh, yeah. But because we went there for school camp. We actually stayed there.
At where? At Sovereign Hill. Really?
They're and then you go that. To you go to the school.
Oh.
And I got really into sort of calligraphy for a while. I got the blue ink, the sort of the pen thing that you use.
Did you see the gold bar being melted
down?
Yeah,
of course. That's cool. And also the candy, like the hard lollies getting stretched and cut up. And so it's like real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
So anyway, the stage four, I don't actually know what it means.
If you're going by New Zealand, stage four, which we've been very similar, they just went to stage four instead of going three. They just jumped,
mm-hmm.
which is
we've never been stage four.
Never been stage four, which is a complete lockdown, which basically removes it's like 1,000 meters proximity mm-hmm. of your house. That's as far as you can go,
yeah.
And no businesses are working other than obviously supermarkets and hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it means for. Daycare, age care, like age care, obviously, but daycare,
mm-hmm.
school. I think it's literally everyone, you fucking stay at home for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is.
Well, because Bree brought up to it, we made some nicer. Is it chili con carne or chili con carne? I'm going to say chili con carne.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Anyway, I had some chili con carne and like Bree made a big batch on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we've been eating it.
It's good.
And Bree said, hey, she texted me. I got home before her and she said, Uber Eats probably won't make it for stage four. You won't be able to get Uber Eats.
They locked it down in mm-hmm. New Zealand.
No and so, what I said, I was like, surely that means I don't have to have the chili con carne tonight and I can just get some Uber Eats. But I didn't. I had the chili con carne and I had some extra sour cream and best purchase, seriously.
What?
It's a hand grater for cheese.
What do you mean?
Imagine you go to a restaurant or whatever and they're like, got the parmesan or whatever.
Yeah.
And they just fucking... It's got a handle and...
Hang on, it's got a... You turn it.
No. Oh, yeah, so that's probably...
You're just talking about a grating board for a parmesan grater. They're pretty standard.
But it's got a handle?
It's you hold it and you grate it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got one. Parmesan grater.
They're fucking great. Oh. But it's not just for parmesan. Like on a...
What else are you grating on that?
Just your cheddar.
Oh, no. That's not a parmesan grater then. You're getting big chunks of parmesan?
No. It's very small. It reminds me of, you know, like you go to a Mexican restaurant and it's almost like that white cheese. It's like real...
Oh, it's fluffy.
Fluffy? Like it's like how the fuck do they do that?
You're grating cheddar on that.
Yeah. It works so well.
It must be a hard cheddar, though.
Yes, it is.
Okay, it has to be a hard cheddar.
Cheddar's pretty hard.
Yeah, so then...
What's a soft cheddar?
I don't know, but I'm just like
there is one no
that's left
soft.
Out of the fridge.
No, there's no soft cheddar.
Okay,
you're so thinking of butter.
No, I'm thinking of like a Kuhn cheese, like a you know the softer, like the just tasty cheese.
Tasty cheese is a hard cheese.
You're not grating tasty cheese on a Parmesan grater. Absolutely,
I think we're not talking about the same thing there.
We got two so different graters.
Yeah, so mine. I think that yours is big. So big chunks.
Nah, mine's fluffy. I get that fluffy. I get that cloud parmesan.
I took a photo.
Let me have a look.
So I didn't take a photo of the actual. I just took a photo of the food, but not the. Yeah, this is what I had last night. Look at the cheese.
Yeah. Okay. They're bigger chunks than my one. Mine goes a lot fluffier than that. I reckon mine's. So your that chunk that I reckon you're probably two gauges up from mine in terms of thickness.
Yeah.
Mine goes literally like
fluff.
Like cloud.
Yeah, well it's awesome though, because I your cheese goes a lot further. Because like normally like I'll just eat like a big square of cheese, like no problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Mate, I tell you, get some Veneto Club, Bulleen.
Yes.
They're doing their takeaway options and you can get fresh parmesan. Just a big block of it.
Oh, yum.
So good. You should get
actually, I feel like I could do a bit of a doomsday prep from there.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I think people are getting. Like, my brother yesterday, mate, I reckon lockdown, stage four, probably Friday. What do you mean? Oh, I've been speaking to a couple of people. Who? Oh, God, you know, used to work with him, someone from blah, blah, blah. Okay. It's one. Yeah, happened. The thing is, this happened before we went to stage three, and everyone's like, no, we're locking down Wednesday. We're locking down Friday. We're locking down Monday. And it always happened, but it did happen in the end. Mm-hmm. And so-
But then there was also cases where like a couple of years ago when we heard the same story of a terrorist attack happening in a shopping center.
Yeah.
And it was all bullshit.
Well-
It was a made up story.
That makes sense, but I feel like we're in a different time.
Yeah, it's different. This is like- but also, because it takes a while to get, like you think about it, you have to let all these different services know. So you tell all these people and then those people will tell their family, like, hey, go quick,
I think
get more black beans.
Humans just love having an in, like, mate, I don't know. Look, don't say that I told you, but, you know, I've got a friend that works at Channel 9 and I know the Big Brother winner.
Well,
kind of shit.
I told you the story of someone who was told the winner of one of those reality shows.
Yeah.
They then, so they heard from someone, they secretly did a very big bid on Sportsbet, huge, obnoxious bid.
Yeah.
The person was bullshitting them and they lost all their money. It's a lesson, isn't it?
Is that going to lose the friendship?
Nah, but I think that the person who did it, the person who put the bet on.
Yeah.
They would have been real pissed off because they also told their parents and so their parents got in on it too. So, there was like many.
Yeah,
so,
so, the family's been torn apart.
A little bit. But, yeah, no, stage four, it will be interesting. It will mean that we will all go back to our homes.
Yeah. Yeah. The show continues.
Mm-hmm.
We're not stopping the show.
But where are you? Are you in lockdown right now?
Yeah.
Send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
Florida has been called the new Wuhan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
By who?
The newspaper.
Okay.
Glenn, tell us, mate. How are you?
Yeah, how's it? I hope everyone's going well.
Yeah, I hope you're all right. I know it's different everywhere, but yeah, let us know.
Great. All right. It's a daily talk show. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.